21st century, and let's let patients heal. Let's give them options and decriminalize.
That audio from KWCH News, where they say that they know of many individuals that use cannabis illegally behind the scenes. Mid-America Network News. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture says that they are looking for feedback from ag leaders across the state regarding the 2024 custom rates survey. As WIBW reports that they are seeking that feedback to help collect data information on rates that were paid for agricultural custom work. As the survey was administered through the Kansas State University Land Use Survey Center, that's set to be open from now through April 30th of the year. They say the survey helps collect data from charges for ag customer work, feed preparation, and machinery rental. And they say whether you provide custom services or you hire custom services, knowing accurate competitive prices is crucial for the sustainability of agricultural operations around the Mid-America region. In a statement from the Secretary Mike Beam, he said, quote, we view the Kansas Customer Rates Survey as a valuable tool for farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses to access as they consider contracts and agriculture service arrangements. They are encouraging any ag leaders, you can go to the website to fill out the survey at kstate.qualtrics.com.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, climate change and climate change initiatives continue to be a focal point in the agricultural industry, with climate change adaptation, nutrition, and farm income are all key research goals that many scientists around the world have been focusing on. However, in countries like Ghana, it is hard to get grants to focus on those initiatives. As Peter Kelly, the chair of Grow Further, says that they have two projects they're working on, developing an app for countries like Tanzania for farmers to identify crop disease in maize, and Bambara groundnut breeding projects in Ghana.
This is to create the first commercial variety of this crop, which has long been neglected in research. It's nutritious. It works well under adverse conditions. It improves the lives of women farmers. It has a lot of advantages, but low yields and neglected from a research perspective. So developing the first commercial variety will make a big difference.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Bike Across Kansas will stop in Frankfort overnight June 13th. Among nine stops on a 10-day, 489-mile route from the Colorado border near Tribune in west central Kansas to Atchison in the northeast corner on the Missouri River. Stops include Scott City, Ness City, Hoisington, Lincoln, Concordia, Frankfort, Holton, and Destination Atchison, June 15. The Concordia through Frankfort route will follow the White Way along today's Kansas Highway 9, Additional information, including registration details, are on the organization website, BAK.org. A vehicle exploded after catching fire in Washington County January 12th on 29th at Yankee Road. Brandon Thornburg of Hanover had lost control and struck an embankment. Friction of tires on the snow started a fire which engulfed the vehicle, exploding with a tank full of fuel. No injuries reported. The vehicle was totaled. Hanover and Hollenberg fire departments were unable to get to the scene due to hazardous road conditions. A Marysville man was arrested after his vehicle lost control, struck an embankment, and rolled in Washington County December 22nd on K-9. Abram J. Baker was transported to CMH in Marysville, later arrested on pending charges of drug and paraphernalia possession, no license, and theft, possession of stolen property. He was transferred to Cloud County on pending charges due to a warrant. 83rd annual meeting of the Marshall County Conservation District was Wednesday, recognizing 2023 Bankers Award winners Eric Detweiler in Soil Conservation, Fincham Dairy, Don and Mike Fincham, Water Quality, and Christopher, Wildlife Habitat. The Conservation District is accepting applications for state financial assistance through February 15th for projects involving conservation practices, with funding available after July 1st. New Year's baby, born at CMH in Marysville, was delivered January 15th at 2:27 p.m. to Autumn Hott and James Chikonsky of Marysville. Community Memorial Healthcare sent letters to current and past patients advising of a potential security breach that may have exposed personal and medical information. The issue has been remedied. There is no evidence of information being misused. Anyone with concerns or questions asked to call 1-844-425-0568. Kansas Football Coaches Association has named the 2024 Hall of Fame class of eight former coaches, including the late Larry Schrader, who guided the Frankfort Wildcat football team from 1966 through 2003. He passed away summer before last at the age of 86, spent nearly all of his career at Frankfort as a teacher, coach, and athletic director. Schrader took the Wildcats to state football titles in 83 and 96, runner-up in 95 and 98, retiring as the fourth winningest coach in Kansas high school football history. He was previously inducted in 2011 to the Kansas State High School Activities Association Hall of Fame. Mary Kissinger Wasson was recently named regional and overall high school girls tennis coach of the year, coaching at Marysville High School for 27 years, guiding the team to multiple league, regional, and state championships. Laverne O'Keefe, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Laverne O'Keefe. Elizabeth A. Liz O'Connell, age 90, of Marysville, passed away January 16. Celebration of life service is planned Friday, January 26th at noon at the American Legion in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Liz O'Connell. Betty Lou Hoover, age 97, of Marysville, passed away January 18. Funeral service Friday at 2 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Hoover. Infant Gus Heisterman, parents Daniel and Lydia Heisterman, passed away January 19th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn, with committal service near Barnes, Kansas. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Gus Heisterman. John F. Warren, age 66, of Wymore, passed away January 22nd. Private memorial service to be held at a later date, with the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore in charge for John Warren. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, peas, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, a Polish dog, diced potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed veggies, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Senior Saturday is this Saturday at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Anyone over the age of 60 is invited to come to the Art Center for a free breakfast and to view Fiber Arts and Crafts, a collection of local artist creations. Senior Saturday is this Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A dense fog advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Some fog and rain showers possible today, cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. More fog and freezing drizzle likely overnight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Patchy fog may continue early Friday with still a chance for some freezing drizzle and our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Then drizzle may continue into Friday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy skies as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and partly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Warming up as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s. More sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s and partly cloudy over Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Still sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s and clear skies Tuesday night with our lows in the 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 40, record high on this date 66. The average low 19, the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:39. 33 degrees, fog across the region again this morning. Let's check other news and weather for this Thursday, the 25th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Back to the NFL. After winning the national championship at Michigan, Jim Harbaugh is returning to the NFL as head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
The Chargers recognize what he can do for them, because all you have to do is look at what he did for San Diego and Stanford and San Francisco in the NFL, then Michigan. He's helped all of them be better than they were than when he first got there.
ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. A night after number 6 Kentucky was upset by unranked South Carolina, 8th-ranked Auburn would suffer the same fate at the hands of rival Alabama.
4 Ramajamas and a 4-point win.
The call on Learfield, Crimson Tide bump off the Auburn Tigers 79-75. Number 10 Illinois also fell victim to unranked Northwestern.
The Wildcats win. They dock off the 10th-ranked Fighter Galana.
And no
96-91.
That call also on Learfield. NBA, after the Bucks named Doc Rivers as head coach, Giannis logged his second straight triple-double, and Milwaukee beat the Cavs 126-116. The Thunder crushed the Spurs 140-114. T-Wolves got by the Wizards 118-107. Both OKC and Minnesota tied atop the Western Conference. The Grizzlies beat the Heat 105-96, and the Warriors drubbed the Hawks 134-112. NHL, after 60 minutes of scoreless hockey, the Maple Leafs and Jets went to overtime.
Robertson with a couple of elusive moves. Centering pass, they score! Austin Matthews wins the game!
The call on TSN 1050, Toronto wins 1-0. Blues edged the Canucks 4-3, also in overtime. The Hurricanes beat the Bruins 3-2. Panthers dominated the Coyotes 6-2, and the Avs skated by the Capitals 6-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville boys at Nemaha Central, about 7:30, varsity tip on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Hanover tips off at Centralia, girls and boys action live on KNDY FM, 95.5. MHS girls basketball in the Hiawatha Invitational continues tonight, 7 o'clock tip on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, a positive earnings report from Netflix helped to carry the Standard & Poor's 500 and NASDAQ Composite to a fifth winning day. The S&P gaining a fraction, the NASDAQ adding a third of a percent. The Dow Jones was left out in the cold and slipped 100 points to close Wednesday at 37,806. Americans appear to be feeling better about the economy. A survey by the Federal Bank of New York says the percentage of Americans who think their finances will improve over the next year is at its highest level since the summer of 2021. The same survey shows our expectations about inflation are at their lowest point in nearly 3 years. And Chipotle is gearing up for what it's calling burrito season, and it plans to hire 19,000 workers to help keep up. Hoping to entice younger employees, the fast casual Mexican food chain will offer benefits like mental health coverage, retirement contributions, and access to a special Chipotle's credit card. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Tim Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday, as well as a glance at the overnight session, as it was a mostly higher finish yesterday, especially in the livestock. February live cattle finished up 70 cents, trading at 175.35. April up 52 to 178.35. In the feeders, similar story, nothing but green. January feeder cattle up 82 cents to 231.82. March trading at 233.77. That was up 12 cents on the day. And triple-digit gains in some places for the hogs. February lean hogs up 60 at $73.90. April up to 82.02. That was up $1.70 on the day. It was a mostly higher finish in the grains yesterday. Most likely going to be a mixed bag today. However, through the overnight session, seeing lower in corn. March corn down a quarter cent at 452. May down 0.75 cents at 461 3/4. Kansas City wheat had a strong finish yesterday and a strong overnight session so far. March Kansas City wheat up to $6.30 and a half a cent. That's up 4 3/4. May's up to 6.30 3/4. That's up 2 3/4 on the morning. And the oats, after a few days of nothing but losses through the overnight session, kind of regaining some of that back. March up 2 3/4 to 368 and a half. Into the oil seeds now. It was a day of two-sided trade yesterday. That looks to be the theme today as it's gone back and forth. Currently slight losses. March soybeans through the overnight session down a quarter cent at 1240 a bushel. May down a penny at 1245 and a half. March soybean meals up a full 210 at 365.40. However, March soy oil again a bit lower today as they were yesterday, down 7 points at 47.25. Cotton giving up of yesterday's gains, currently right now down 5 points at 85.35. Into the metals this morning, February gold is trading down 80 cents, currently at 2015.10 per ounce. March silver is back into the green after a higher day yesterday, as well as finishing currently up 5 cents at 22.95. And the dollar index right now slightly higher, up just a point for the March dollar at 103.04. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Water is a vital resource for producers in the state of Kansas. Director of the Kansas Water Institute at K-State, Susan Metzger, explains the aquifer in Kansas and what it provides to its users. She also discusses the organizations that are working together to hopefully make it a feasible resource in the future.
So the Ogallala Aquifer is the largest freshwater aquifer in the world. It underlies 8 states, including Kansas. So most of the water supply for western Kansas relies on the Ogallala High Plains Aquifer, but it is a finite resource. While it receives some recharge on an annual basis, we use the water faster than it can be recharged. So we know that if we look into the future and don't change our actions as soon as 40 years from now, that resource could be 70% depleted. And 40% of the acres that depend on irrigation and sustain our state's largest economic driver, agriculture, would no longer be able to sustain that type of production.
Metzger talks about how it isn't just as easy as telling people to use less water.
You know, it really is putting all those parts and pieces of the puzzle together to, it sounds like a simple solution. You just use less water, but figuring out the ways that a producer can do that successfully for their bottom lines, still maintaining great food production. So K-State Research and Extension with folks on the ground like Jonathan Aguilar have been able to help producers make that transition, whether it's a transition in technology. We know that we've seen over the past 30 years just a strong shift from a history of flood irrigation to center pivot irrigation, and that center pivot irrigation now being to really efficient drop nozzles, but then also helping them to think about changes in their water management practices when they apply water, and also their crop selection is really key. And one thing I think is pretty exciting, because the Kansas Geological Survey has a new approach that really allows you to center into a focused area, which is really key when people are thinking about making shifts in their own management. They want it to impact their own neighborhood and community.
There are many ways people can keep updated on water in Kansas, and she says how to do that.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Water Resources page really has so many great resources. You can also go to K-State's Kansas Water Institute page and keep up with the great things that are happening in the Kansas Legislature and the House Water Committee.
That was Director of the Kansas Water Institute at Kansas State University, Susan Metzger, with information about the water issues in Kansas. Find more information by searching Kansas Water Institute. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting around 2,000 head of cattle for a sale today, with the coal cows selling at 10 a.m. Early consignments include 50 Hereford, Hereford Cross Steers and Heifers during a plus program weighing 4.5 to 6, 10 Hereford Steers and Heifers weighing 5 to 6, 30 Hereford and black and white face Steers and Heifers 5 to 650, 120 Hereford Steers and Heifers weighing 5 to 7, 15 at 5 to 650, 18 weighing 6 to 7, 10 at 6 to 8, and 32 weighing in 8 to 9. 30 mixed heifers weigh 4 to 5 and a quarter, 25 black heifers 4 to 6, 14 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 6, 15 mixed steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 6, 45 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 7, 45 black and white faced steers and heifers 4.75 to 6, 50 red and black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 30 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 15 red steers and heifers 5 to 6, 32 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 650, 16 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 750, 90 mostly black steers and heifers weighing in at 5 to 750, 42 black heifers 5 to 750, 80 weighing in at 550 to 7, 120 mostly black steers 5.5 to 7, 110 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 7, 25 mixed steers and heifers 5.5 to 8, 50 black steers and heifers 575 to 710 weighing in at 600 pounds. 10 black and white faced steers and heifers 6 to 7. 200 mostly black steers weighing 6 to 7. 65 red and white faced black and white faced mostly steers 6 to 750. 24 mixed steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8. 85 mostly black steers and heifers 6 to 8. 30 black steers 7 to 750. 47 red and black steers and heifers 7 to 750, 50 mixed steers and heifers 7 to 9, 30 Charlotte steers and heifers 8 to 850, 120 mostly black yearling steers 8.5 to 9, 120 mixed steers 9 to 9 and a quarter, and 60 black and white faced steers weigh 925 pounds. Those are early consignments for today's sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring chicken fried steak for lunch in the cafe. They'll be open until 8 tonight with a burrito this evening.
When is it time to start seeds indoors? For cool weather vegetables, the time might be getting close. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 25th, the 25th day of the year. Scottish poet Robert Burns was born on this day, and on this day 26 years ago, the Denver Broncos beat Green Bay to win Super Bowl 32. If you've had enough of pursuing the seed catalogs and you're ready to get some dirt under your nails, it's not too soon to make preparations for starting seeds indoors. One rule of thumb is to start seeds 6 weeks before the last expected frost. Depending on your hardiness zone, that means the time may be nearing for cool weather vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower. Here's a clever seed starting tip. Cover your trays with plastic wrap and set them on top of the fridge. The extra heat will help them germinate more quickly. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY and 33 degrees this hour with fog across the region. Middle 30s again today, tomorrow. We'll be into the 50s by next week if we can hold out that long.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
In a lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen to the soil, but this year we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plants. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and then with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet springs.
And this will get your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Wildcat fans, your K-State women's basketball team is ranked number 4 in the country, our highest ranking in 21 years. Watch the Cats at 4 p.m. this Saturday when we host Big 12 newcomer BYU in Bramlage. Tickets to Saturday's game are only $10 when purchased in advance. See your number 4 Wildcats battle for the top of the Big 12 standings by ordering tickets at kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Marysville Lady Bulldogs back in action in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational facing top seed Topeka Hayden this evening at 7, live broadcast on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville opened play Monday with a win over Jackson Heights 75-53. Hayden defeated Jackson Heights 58-25 in first round play Wednesday. Second seed Lafayette over Hiawatha 60-25 and third seed St. Mary's beat Concordia 48-42. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville boys at Nemahal Central, about 7:30 varsity tip on AM 1570 FM, not a 4.1. Hanover tips off at Centralia, girls and boys action live on KNDY FM, not a 5.5.
KNDY.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got
got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My weight's a little low, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all